Rush Locker Room Chat here continues on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. This locker room chat is provided by Blue Vine Technologies, St. Pickerburn Extra Branch, and BND Buildings. Well, the Axe Eagles were gifted a first-round bye here on the boys' side for the first round. Of course, we're talking with head coach Jason Tynan here at the Axe Eagle boys. So getting past that, also being able to secure the Twin Valley League title with the win over Clifton Clyde last Friday, going a perfect 10-0 through league play and finishing out the regular season 23-1. Pike Valley sets a play up here on Saturday. But, Coach, before we talk about the postseason, let's talk about the season here for you and your team. A big win over Clifton Clyde, back-to-back consecutive years here, undefeated in the TVL. Coach, what are some thoughts?
A culmination of what we've been doing, what we've been working for as far as defensively goes. And I mean, we've been really good defensively the past 2 years, and it showed, even against Clifton Clyde there, they had 14 points at halftime, and, you know, we just were flying around and doing things and that, you know, top-level teams do, and this group especially has high basketball IQ, and they just picked up on so many things, and we're able to switch 1 through 5. We're able to, get through screens when we need to get through screens. We're able to rotate defensively, cover up a lot of things, and get to a lot of contests, which sometimes in high school basketball you don't get all the shots contested. And so we're definitely playing at a high level. And, you know, that league title sometimes is the regular season. It's not ultimately what you play for. You're playing to get to win a state title. But, sometimes that's a more meaningful one than the league tournament, because league tournament, who's hot for 3 straight games, and the regular season titles, who's played the best over the course of 3 or 4 3 months. So, you know, it's a great honor for them, and they've worked hard, and they deserve it.
You mentioned the TVL tournament there, of course, the only loss of the season coming up in the championship game. But how do you feel that your team has responded since that loss this season? Of course, an incredible running streak since that point, having not lost in here over a month. How do you feel like your team is going to continue to work with this momentum going into the postseason?
I think it's a great thing. I think Coach Shaughnessy said it best after the game. It's only a loss if you don't learn from it. We learned a lot from that loss. You know, kind of humbling experience a little bit. Sometimes when you get you get rolled there a little bit, you got to kind of, you know, look deep in the mirror and self-reflect and see what we need to do better. I needed to do a better job of preparing us and getting us locked in and mentally prepared. And the kids just needed to be, sharpen the iron a little bit and be more focused. And we've done that since. And I like the direction that we're heading. And, you know, sometimes, you know, a loss doesn't hurt you. And I know that sounds counterproductive, but it definitely was a great eye-opening experience for us.
Upcoming postseason starts here for you on Saturday at home, starting at 2 o'clock against Pike Valley. If you win, then you'll take on the winner between Thunder Ridge and Lynn. But, Coach, what are some keys here for this postseason, especially this upcoming matchup here against Pike Valley coming up on Saturday?
It's just continue doing what we've done all year. A lot of times this time of year, people think you got to do something really special, but your culmination of work throughout the season, you just got to be you. You got to highlight and emphasize your strengths and then try to cover up your weaknesses as best you can. You got a little practice time here with the breaks and you're trying to fix some things, but ultimately this time of year you are what you are and you got to roll with it, and you got to try to, you know, expose all your strengths and attack people with your strengths and then kind of cover up those weaknesses, like I said. But, it's staying true, and, you know, I found out over the years that it's not always the best a group of players that win. It's the best team that wins, the best group that plays together. And so we really preach that, really emphasize playing together and staying together, staying connected and being a team, because I ultimately, like in Class 1A Division 2, we look back the last 5 years, and I think the team that's playing the best collectively as a group and playing connected is the team that comes out on top.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Thank you here for joining us for our final week here of Coach's Shows on 92.1 KMZA. Coach, thank you.
All right, thanks, Crendon. Thanks for all you do for our kids.
That was head coach Jason Tynan of the Axel Eagle boys, again, looking for another state championship as their postseason road begins here on Saturday at home at 2 o'clock, taking on Pike Valley.